Dope FM.
Welcome to Know Your History, your monthly dose of hip-hop knowledge. I'm your host, Chase March. Today, we're celebrating Halloween hip-hop style. Can't think of a better way to start than with this track, which was the first Halloween-themed rap song I ever heard. It's called The Haunted House of Rock, and it came out in 1983. It was the first track on Houdini's self-titled debut album. They even released the song as a single and went all out with it. I have this record on colored vinyl. It's gorgeous. It's a 12-inch and it's a bright fluorescent green. Another unusual thing about it is that it's a 45 RPM. 7-inch singles were common for running at this speed, but most 12-inch singles ran at 33 and one-third revolutions per minute. I want to play that song for you right now. If only you could see it spinning around on the turntable. Absolutely gorgeous. I'm so proud to own what I think is probably the first Halloween-themed rap song ever. This is The Haunted House of Rock by Houdini.
Welcome to the place where all the creatures meet. The last building to your left on the dead-end street. You find skeleton bones outside in the pavement and torture chambers down in the basement. Cobwebs hanging over your head. Music being played by the Grateful Dead. And spinning on the turntables back to back was no other than my main man, Wolfman Jack. The MC of the night, rapping to the tunes. What's the creature from the Black Lagoon? There's a sign on the door that can't be missed. It means enter, but at your own risk. People been reported going in the haunted house, but never again seen coming out. You ask me if it's true, I'll leave it up to you. Here's an invite, I hope I see you tonight. Invitations for weeks and weeks. We invited in all kinds of creeps like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the Addams Family and the Monster Five, the Invisible Man. Where could he be? We know he got inside the party free. One of these days they're gonna catch him red-handed, not for sneaking and free, for being a booty bandit. The bartender was cute, but kinda hairy, and Dracula was killing those Bloody Marys. He got drunk as a skunk, started trouble all night, but everybody knew his bark was bigger than his bite. It was the only place for you to be. The first 200 wishes in the party were free, and all was well until the clock struck 12. Everybody jumped up and started raising hell. And turn into the fucking beat. Frankenstein was there with some crazy looking chick. I think he said her name was Voodoo on a Stick. She had a big fat head and a skinny body. I wouldn't be caught with her alone. Let's know at a party, Ego was there with the monster crew. I seen everybody there except you. Why didn't you come? Weren't you prepared? Or could it be that you were scared? It's just not fair that you couldn't be there, because you really missed a lot. I'm telling you, we really brought the place down at the Haunted House of Rock.
Welcome back to Know Your History, episode 34, Halloween Hip Hop. We started off the show with The Haunted House of Rock by Houdini. The artwork on this record is something else. It's done in black and white and has the two MCs of the group drawn as skeletons holding microphones. They stand in front of their tombstones with a haunted house in the background. It's quite the cover. On the back, we see the front iron gates of the creepy estate. A group of bats fly toward the center of the record, and a white line draws your eye to the bottom, where it states that this song is for those who are not scared to party. What a cool release. Hip hop doesn't have a lot of novelty songs that can actually stand the test of time. When they are done, they're usually quite disposable and easily forgotten. In fact, when you think of Halloween songs in particular, only a few probably come to mind. Obviously, Michael Jackson's Thriller is at the top of the list. That came out in 1982, 1 year before the record we just heard. And 20 years before that, we had Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett. Of course, those two songs are probably the most famous Halloween novelty songs of all time. Those in the know will most certainly add the Houdini song I just played, and probably this one as well. This is DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince's take on a familiar character in horror cinema. This is A Nightmare on My Street.
Now I have a story that I'd like to tell about this guy. You all know me, and he's scared as hell. He comes to me a night after I call into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie, and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's home when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. It was a Saturday evening, if I remember it right. And we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summoned up the posse and dumb rushed the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina. Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright because the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill. We saw Elm Street and man, it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare, but on my street. In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke, flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how's been an awful mistake here. For the words, and then I darted upstairs, crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed, pulled the covers up over my head, said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but through the covers with his claws, tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on, Jeff, answer! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince.
Christmas. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Listen,
what
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
So,
don't
so
go to sleep,
I
Jeff.
Tomorrow,
Jeff,
I'm
Jeff.
Going to
bed. Jeff, 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 Jeff.
That was A Nightmare on My Street by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. It was the third single from their album, He's the DJ, I'm the Rapper, which was released in 1988. Of course, the rapper in question here went on to become a huge television star and movie actor. Will Smith definitely has talent, and he can write a novelty song with the best of them. Sometimes novelty can spark an entire new genre of music. For in the same year as that light and comical record I just played came out, we had a much darker and violent song released by a group called The Ghetto Boys. The song was called Assassins, and it was from their debut album, Making Trouble. I don't want to play that song for you right now. I want to play one of their more well-known songs that still has a Halloween theme to it. We'll come back to look more at the genre known as horrorcore and what exactly it entails right after this song. We'll also explore how the Ghetto Boys, while not exactly a horrorcore group, helped to kickstart the subgenre of hip-hop with some of their dark imagery and horrific storytelling. This is My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me by the Ghetto Boys. This is Chase March, your host, and this is Know Your History on Dope FM, and the word is Bond.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating a joint for traps, taking my telephone for taps. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that fool that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, metal flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and bail out quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, And if I die, then my child'll be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt, so I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Welcome back to Know Your History, your monthly dose of hip-hop knowledge. We're currently in season 3 of the show. This is episode 34, and today we are looking at Halloween themes and imagery in rap music. So far, we've looked at lighthearted or comical songs. That last one was a little darker, but fair warning, we're about to get even darker than that. Some people credit the Ghetto Boys with starting the whole genre of horrorcore. We just heard My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me, and while the backdrop of the story took place at Halloween, the song was about much more than that. It dealt with the paranoia of drug use and abuse, and it did it in a way to hopefully scare a few people straight or deter them from even going down that path to begin with. Some rappers just naturally lean toward darker content. Themes of murder, suicide, self-harm, and even Satanism can come into play in their songs. The beats or musical backdrops are equally as dark. They often sample dialogue from horror movies, complete with blood-curdling screams and harsh sound effects. One of the first rap groups to come out in this new subgenre and achieve some commercial and crossover success was Gravediggaz. They were a supergroup that featured RZA of the Wu-Tang Clan and Prince Paul, originally of Stetsasonic, and legendary producer with such group as Third Bass and De La Soul. The other two members in the crew were Fruitcron and Too Poetic. This song was the lead single from their 1994 album, 6 Feet Deep. It's called Nowhere to Run, Nowhere to Hide.
Let's get it on, I can watch the spot get blown. I be the sick lunatic with the devil is prone. From the mist of the darkness, I come with this. Hitting straight to the chest like a primacy miss. Resurrector, yeah, the fanatical type. I'm like a bat in the night when it's time to take flight. Here I am in the flesh, and yes, I love cess. I'm obsessed by the sounds the track possess. Intellectual, killer, special, majestical. Open up the devil's, have them hanging from my testicles. Nowhere to run to, baby. There's nowhere to hide.
Fuck it, another day, another target. From in and in, tuck it, MCs kick the bucket. I'm rugged and rough, blowing up till I bust. While other rappers are flatter than a white girl's butt. I manifest my name and the reason I came in the first place. Don't shake your brains like an earthquake. A lot of people admit that I am rawhide. Cover my ass like a V.I.M. store. My jaws are real wicked like Dharma. I hold all my water, but niggas is like a meal ticket. It's nowhere to run to, baby. It's nowhere to hide.
Yo, as a child, a bad seed was on the prowl. Running mad wild, cause death was my style. The crazy maniac, yo, boomer tick. I circle like a shark when the fresh blood drips. Needles to the pin, now you're in. I eat them, then I feed them, chop, chop. Ripping sheets from their skin. Terror is in, with the RZA in the grim. Problem one now begins. Speak up your skull to the size of a tweeter. Record to the meter, so tell me who could be the next one. Grave diggers, complex, death oath. And watch gatekeep, kill a fucking note. Here we go, I'm cursed with the dawn. You was born, and now I'm slaying every new firstborn. It's nowhere to run to, baby. It's nowhere to hide. It's nowhere to run to, baby. You're best to stay inside.
It's like tactic of rapping, you bastard, and prepare your casket. Death is a final step when y'all step to intercept the rap of a brother who has kept his status. Stop the madness, that is. I flow just to show that black, y'all can know that me being whack is like naps on Kojak. Eruptions of volcanoes occur when I speak, try to twist my dialect and get caught by tornadoes. There's nowhere to run to, baby. There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to run to, baby. You best to stay inside.
The keeper, the reaper, and myself the undertaker. To take corn gravy all on your brain, you know what I'm saying? And this one goes out to all of those who thought the grave diggers would fall. All of those who forgot to take no-nos. All the low-life snakes and liars, you know who you are. And to the A&R who couldn't understand the product, now who's on top?
You don't own the place anyway. The white man own it. He just front your ass off.
That song is actually kind of tame. I've heard some pretty disturbing songs over the years that fit in the genre of horrorcore. Truth be known, I'm not really a fan of horror, either in music or movies. I appreciate a good Halloween song and the occasional fright, but for the most part, I leave horror alone. If you're just joining us, we're celebrating Halloween in this episode of Know Your History. You can find each and every episode at chasemarch.com. This is a special presentation of Dope FM, and we're in our third season of this segment. You can also hear it on the Word is Bond podcast. So if you missed it, or you just want to hear it again, visit us online at dopefm.ca, thewordisbond.com, and of course, chasemarch.com. What you just heard was Nowhere to Run, Nowhere to Hide by the Gravediggers. I want to play another one for you right now. This is called Halloween, and it's by the Arsonists.
It's like madheads is easily amused. Or is it just confused and not man enough to choose? Whatever. False evidence appearing real. Fear. Through all the distortion, my lyrics come clear. You wear the mask to disguise the real in you, but that's plain to my view, cause your soul is see-through. Influenced by the mass media, repeating the gimmicks they feed you. They break and mislead you, and in the end they come around to beat and try to bleed you. So you're with the liars, the bootleg buyers, cause nowadays niggas wanna play the Michael Myers. Arsonist sex wise.
Every night is Halloween, the reason of the fakeness. Acting like someone you're not, man, I cannot take this. Your wrong moves, why don't you show and prove? Yeah, you're claiming that you're hard when you got no proof. Smooth as you wanna be, hard as you can be. You say you pack a gun cause it comes in handy, but a mask is just the image, so who you trying to electrify? You won't get prosperous smoking weed and getting high. All your wrongs are faithful, so open up your eyes, cause sooner or later somebody's gonna say you're recognized. That's why you're awesome in almost every party you've seen. Yeah, the mansion father's living every night of Halloween.
Every day's Halloween, nothing's what it seems. Brothers fake the truth when it's all just a scheme. Every day's Halloween, nothing's what it seems. Brothers fake the truth when it's all just a scheme.
This shit's spooky just like this. These niggas just got me gushing. Blood for facial tension. Come on my way, I want to serve the tensions. Apprehensions, my face is flesh. Cloaks to get disposed of. Nothing but some broken nose and flesh. Your atmosphere let's just been crushed or polluted. You're so secluded. Brothers gonna look like some nuisance. Your soul's inside your body, masquerading. Heave your cover and Branglement is taking over. See dilemmas. It's the hell up around the way. Halloween is every day. I get covers of cliches. Guess what? We're all the same. Shivering my timbers, boogeyman. I see your true forms. Call it with this one. So I persist to let my throat swamp. Whores are falsified chills, but let me yield and pass the microphone on to my brothers in the mental
field. If you're the living dead, I dread these in and out because the hollow heads in the house, they be so on the street. They walk the jagged edge, letting you know that there's the motive for the phony now. Jasmine, portraying ghouls and goblins. Pack the gun, but it ain't robbing. Quest the coffin. The sphere of the dark be speeding up your walk and racing the wrong race. But E-Day's coming soon and Earth's the war place. The blast be creating something drastic in the dead zone. I'm praying to God for safety every day before I leave home. Cause brothers that the envious are arsonists. They just behind my back with enemies. But in my face, they all my dick. You never know who's your friend or foe until you're about to blow. So make sure you shine your colors true. The faking's got to go.
Every day's Halloween. Nothing's what it seems. Brothers fake the truth when it's all just a scheme. Every day's Halloween. Nothing's what it seems. Brothers fake the truth when it's all just a scheme.
Okay, happy Halloween. Ain't no trick or treating here. Just reaching near to defeating fear while MCs is speaking clear about they false advertisements. Talking they hard. Oppose guard or go guard. And the squad with who they call. Multiple identities. Cause friends of me turn enemies. To end your replica when I step to you is the penalty. The end will be the mask. Unless one fails. And speak the devil's evil just to get themselves. Demons strike in uncanny ways. I watch many ways. Survive plenty days. Get out of any maze. In the streets is a task to keep from the map. So put the lies in the trash and kick Satan up the ass.
Use my Malcolm X-ray to see right through your mask. Faking like you're gonna blast. Shaking cause your back's hat. Talking about guns. Couldn't catch a body if I threw you one. Know my name ain't Kadeem, but I'm coming harder, son. It's a different world when I release the truth about you. Once the word is spread, all your sons are gonna doubt you. The blind will see, deaf will hear, and see. Now I'll never forget. And no, yeah, for all you tickets talking shit, you have the right to remain silent. Fuck the moment of silence. We need to start the revolution and stop the violence. The highness and wellness is stirring up confusion. Y'all think I see a hardened nigga? It's just an optical illusion.
Every day's Halloween. Nothing's what it seems. Brothers fake the truth when it's all just a scheme. Every day's Halloween. Nothing's what it seems. Brothers fake the truth when it's all just
a dream. Yeah, that was The Arsonist, a track called Halloween. We're celebrating Halloween Dope FM style right now with this special edition of Know Your History. Yeah, Halloween is one of those famous movie franchises that just doesn't die. See what I did there? Anyway, Michael Myers is the character in that, but there's a rapper that decided to take on that name. Now, I don't really have enough time to squeeze this track in. I'm gonna have to fade it out. But I definitely wanted to close off today's show with Michael Myers, and this is a song called Straight Dirt featuring AG. Very nice track. This is Chase March for Know Your History. We'll see you next month. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Halloween, part 74.
We see you, Mike Myers.
This AG, legendary already. Jewels is heavy, bet every penny. Go against us, you'll get buried. Get a drum or some. Watch these brothers come correct. Take shit from none of them. Make hits like running them. From the Bronx where these nosy hoes be. I rep New York like Pat Ewing. Shine in Cali like Kobe. Address every issue like my bitch do. And drop bombs like Terry Nichols. GD is the set, the rep, and make it official. Whack niggas with high beats. I should take it and dish you. My format is like making a pistol. Bust it and reload it. Bitches suck it and defloat it. Roll the train on Elaine. We fuck and we boat it. You ain't gangsta. I call this bluff and he folded. From the Bronx to Carson. My niggas wear braids and rock perms like Sharpton. Either way to gauge the blaze when I spark them. Me and Mike Myers, tight like pliers. And like Midas, I got the touch. And after the show, I got the fuck. You dirty.
Hey yo, who want some? Get some. The four of us, we be all up in your shit, son. You acting like you can't get it and you get done. It's GD and Mike Myers and your click, huh? Hey yo, you want some? Get some. The four of us, we be all up in your shit, son. You acting like you can't get it and you get done. It's GD and Mike in your system.
Yo, I'm the mad one with a magnum. I blast some and leave the rest for ransom. The skills you have none, I have some. I have plenty. You ask any MC that went against me and they'll tell you, dog, you ain't even got a chance. My vocal tone alone leaves you in a trance. Hypnotic, I guess it jumping like hydraulics. Keeping you highly chronic. Nigga, who want it? If you fronted, you get haunted like October 31st. I kill one of BMCs with one fucking verse. And make them never pick up a mic again. I frighten them. Mike Myers strikes again. MCs bite like Tyson then. Get suspended. And it'll be a year before they fight again. Then when I ask if they'll fight again, say they went through counseling so they could pick up a mic again. It's Mike Myers and AG. Saw Gravy. out for them dead presidents like Jay-Z. Yo, want some, get some. The four of us, we be all up in your shit, son. You acting like you can't get it and you get done. It's GD and Mike. Mike is